Answer the internet. Maitland.
Yeah.
Which person in the room do you think skips washing their hands after the bathroom most often?
Hot wings.
What? Had you already written about that in a diary? Were you like
chapped I wash my hands so often?
Before, I thought.
Oh, my God. I wash my hands like 19 times a day.
But he's the one who talks about it the most. So that
means, yeah.
I'm constantly hand sanitizing. Building
every day. Build a little onto the facade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am a strong hand washer. I always.
Hot wings, who do you think it is?
Kelly.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I don't wash after I use the bathroom every time at home, but here I do.
I think so. Threw his hands in the air like, hey, everyone, where's my vindication?
Because sometimes I'm at home, I'm like, dang, I got to pee real quick. But my bathroom is clean.
Yeah.
And my downstairs is clean. So I don't really always feel like it's all that gross.
I'm kind of with you. Depends on what you're doing, too.
Yeah. Like if I come in from outside. I'm definitely washing my hands.
But yeah, but like if I come in from outside and I go number one and I'm going right back out to continue doing whatever I was doing, I'm not as worried about it.
See, that's gross to me, though, because y'all have to hold your penises. And I don't have to hold anything.
You don't touch the toilet seat ever?
I mean, I just squat down and sit on it.
No, with your hands? House.
Nope.
Do you have to dry up with some toilet paper?
Yeah, but there's toilet paper between me and my hand. Mm. So
still wandering around.
I know, but
in the nethers.
The fact that you have to hold it and then you don't think that you
what if I just took a shower?
Free beer.
Do I have to then go back and wash my hands after that?
Well, no, if you just took a shower, I think it's fine.
Okay. Well, I wash my hands all the time.
Mm.
No, I don't. I already said that.
yeah.
Steve, how often do you wash your hands? Do you ever skip? Ever?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
How are you saying you never skip?
Oh, no.
Like if there's available.
No, I would never say I've never skipped. But,
okay. But Mayla, do you ever wash?
I do.
Yeah.
you ever clean yourself?
How's it smell down there?
I really enjoy your sometimes perplexed answers to me, which say, I don't understand why you'd ask me that. It makes me happy. That's all.
That makes me happy.
Ooh, this one's a little deeper. Who would like it?
I will.
Hot wings?
Yeah.
You can relive one night of your life. Which one would it be?
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
Let's take away, like, kids and stuff like that. Unless it's, like, a specific memory with the kid. But, like, childbirth. Yeah. That's great. Actually, I don't want to do that again. That wasn't fun. Stressful.
Yeah. And mine was in the morning, so it doesn't count anyway.
Yeah.
Fine. You know what I think I might do? Relive the first time I went to a huge concert. I was in eighth grade. I went with my friend Jeff Shelton, and we went to Joe Louis Arena, and I saw Billy Joel.
That's cool.
And so I'd never been to any concert before, not even like a little one, unless you count like the school band concert. That was as big as I had ever gotten. So to go see like an arena show like that with lasers and bombs and all that stuff, like that was wild.
That's setting the standard pretty high for your
it really
for concerts.
Was. It really was.
Making that your first one.
Yeah, and I remember like he's got a song called Goodnight Saigon, and it starts off with helicopter sound effects.
Mm-hmm.
And with a sound system that you would get in an arena like that, you could feel it in your chest. And I had never felt bass like that before. Just and I'm like, oh, my God. It was just, yeah, I'll never forget that experience. Like, ever. I can imagine, like, almost the beginning to end right now.
But you have to be able to experience.
I would love to experience
it again for the first time.
Like a
movie trailer.
Yeah.
See it again for the first time.
That really stuck with me. I think I would like to.
That's a good one.
Do that one again.
Kelly, what about you?
Man, mine, this sounds so weird, but the night before our wedding was really cool because, and I'm not talking like rehearsal dinner or anything like that. It just ended up being all of us around cabins that were all around each other. And we all ended up congregating right around my mom and dad's. And there was probably like 25 of us there.
And it's one of those moments where people from all moments of your life are together and enjoying each other.
And it was totally unplanned. A lot of people, because we were out of state, wanted to go and check out the like little downtown area in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, which was cool. But they still slowly started trickling in. And then we'd hear somebody laugh, and I'm like, oh, that's Bubbles. And I'd go, Bubbles, we're over here. And she'd come walking over with like three of my other friends. And it was just really, really neat. At the time, too, I'd had a bunch of family stuff going on, and to have all of my brothers there and everybody just commingling, and then friends from the other side of everything and in-laws and stuff like that also meeting each other and things. That was really, really special. It's tough to look back on, but it's really, really special.
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah. Steve? Relive one night of your life.
The night, well, the day leading into the night, into the next morning after high school graduation.
What happened?
It was just... I mean,
by the way, I like that no one is like, is sorry to interrupt. No one has chosen a moment that was bad they'd like to do differently.
Mm-mm.
That's not as fun. I want to.
No, I assume it would go the same way.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just remember, high school graduation. It was the typical graduation ceremony. And then afterwards we had, I think it was called Project Graduation, which was basically like a lock-in where they had, where everybody came there. And there were just games and food and everything. And that went on throughout the night, I'm assuming, because they were trying to keep people from like, drinking and driving or something, or running your car off the road. And I just remember it being a really, really fun time hanging out with. That was probably one of the last times that like my big group of high school friends was like all together. And I remember we ended the night after we got out of Project Graduation, which was probably like 6 o'clock the next morning.
Yeah.
We went and we were like smoking cigars by the river. And I have one picture of that night. And every time I look at that, I'm like, man, that was a fun night. That was awesome.
That's pretty good.
Boy, that's a great one. Yeah. The all night party. We had exactly the same thing. You're right. Like I'm having memories flood back now too, of you, as you say yours. I'm like, that would be a great choice too.
Just looking back on it. Like I was 18 years old and I was like, I got my whole life in front of me.
Mine's very similar. Mine was right before the end of college and before I moved to Omaha. Everybody was moving out and everything. Graduation day was approaching. And I went and hung out with three of my best friends from college, Kurt and Aaron and Doug. And we watched, we're like, let's just pull the TV. They were all like hall directors and stuff. So they pulled the TV. Most of the students were gone. The dorms were emptying out. The ones that were there were packing. And so we pulled like the big screen, you know, with the giant projector in the back where it's 8,000 feet deep.
Yeah.
We pulled it into the main area because they're on wheels of the lobby, and got some beers and a pizza. And we watched just whatever NBA game was on. And it turned out to be one of the greatest playoff games ever between Golden State and Phoenix. Charles Barkley had like 56. Chris Mullin had 45. Dan Marley was great. It was exciting.
Yeah, but of course it's a basketball game.
Well, I wouldn't have if it hadn't been one of the most memorable games I've ever watched. But what I really want to do over that night, because I can find that game on YouTube, and I have. nerd. But those friends are still my very good friends today. And that moment was kind of the last moment of, we're not adults yet.
Yeah.
At least for me, a couple of them had another semester or two in school, but for me, that was the end of that moment,
that era.
And I've always loved that night. I remember at the end of the night, like walking out and getting ready to go and realizing, my God, I'm moving a couple days from now. I don't know when I'm going to see you again. Mm-hmm. And you don't know if you're going to be friends with someone 25 years later, but that's pretty awesome.
No.
Maitla, what about you?
I think mine would be, honestly, the Live at Night show here in Grand Rapids the same year that I graduated college. Like, everything was just so exciting, and
I
think, like, a week after or something.
Okay.
It was, like,
it must have
all
been pretty close.
It was all very close together, and I hadn't been 21 for any of the shows that I had been around for up until then, so I got to go to the after party. My parents came. Boris came. We ended up hanging out with listeners. I signed a man's belly.
Remember.
The funniest thing ever. I remember Marilyn Foley was out that night because Steve and I met up, and he was
Marilyn,
just like,
you're a drunk alter ego.
Yes. Yeah. Steve looks at me and he goes, "You okay?" And I was like, "Marilyn's here now." And we all were just having such a good time running around, hanging out with people. We ended up going and getting dinner at a place that's open until like 2 a.m. and Like, we could have stayed out all night. And that was kind of like you were saying, it was one of those last nights where you're like,
where you bridged from college kid to
I'm an adult. This is my career. That was the moment I was like, this gets to be my life. And I never want to forget that.
That was neat seeing your mom and dad that night from, I'm sure Hot Wings had the same experience. Mm-hmm. Steve's a little younger. I don't know if you have the same sort of big brother, sort of paternal feeling.
Yeah.
But like, you had been an intern, and by that point, had you come back to work for us?
I was part-time.
Yeah,
at that point,
I think you had started before you graduated. Mm-hmm. And so then, and now, I mean, I had kids then, but I know it even more, like your mom and dad coming up and going, hey, we just appreciate it. You know, really. And I remember saying to your mom and dad, it's not charity. We hired her because she's good at what she does, but I'm honored that you feel like we've had any sort of impact, but that's really cool.
It was cool. Yeah. Like my family,
some salt in my eyes,
my family here meeting like my parents, but I call you guys my radio dads. So it was just like a really cool moment.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. All right. This one I'm going to give to all of you because we're short on time. And I think it's maybe you'll come up with one right away. I don't know that I can. What are the hardest things to do casually? I don't know if that's one you just go.
Oh, man, I have one.
You do?
Yeah. Sitting and having like a meal by yourself, like at a restaurant. It's not that like I can't do it, but it's really hard to do it without saying I should grab my phone or without looking around and wondering like, am I the lonely loser? I love having a meal by myself, but it is so hard to just do it casually.
Yeah, and I feel like you have to be
almost
in a hurry
by yourself.
Well, just like I'm not supposed to be here by myself, so I got to just eat my food and get out of here.
And the only way anyone would ever pay attention to you is if you made a scene of yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we all know that, but at the same time, you're like, well, everyone's watching me. I better look like I've chosen to have this meal alone. Uh-huh. Look at me. Work.
No one cares.
No one cares. But that's a great example. Yeah. Holy moly.